Hey guys, and welcome to the Transformation Mindset Podcast. I am your mindset coach, Lucy, and this podcast is to advise you on my best mindset motivational tips, guide you into a growth mindset, and share with you any of the best tips I can find in optimizing your mental and physical health. Enjoy this episode, guys. Hey guys, and welcome back to the podcast. I hope that you're all well. Today's episode is something that I'm just been super excited to record because it is something that actually it really hit home with me a couple of years ago when I listened to another podcast and really changed the way that I approached my way of learning and my way of educating and my way of making significant change in my life. And I've gone through a lot of change and a lot of progress in the last few years. However, this tip and this concept is what really reined in my change and making the biggest amount of progress within the goals that I set. However, before we dive into today's episode, as always, I would love it if I could ask you to just take 2 seconds out of your day to invest a little bit of time into this podcast. If you could set a little rating, give a little feedback on whether you like the podcast and what you like about the podcast. Share it on your social media. Tag me, Lucy Warnock, CBT, on your platforms. And yeah, subscribe. I know you guys are listening. I can see that you guys are listening. And just taking the couple of seconds really does help this podcast grow, which it means that I can get to other people. This is my free platform and I want to try and help and change as many lives as I can. I can't do that completely on my own. I need your guys' help to get this podcast into the ears of other people. So if you guys could just take a second, that would mean the world to me and this podcast. However, let's dive into today's episode. So today's episode is based off of the last episode I told you guys that I did a poll. This was the second in the list, and this was the second most popular requested episode, which is why personal development books are not helping you in your personal development. Now, this is can be said for mindset books. This can be said for personal development books. Anything to do with habit changes, routine changes, even this podcast, anything that gives you the tips and tricks. One of the problems we have with all of these books being available, podcasts being available, listening to, reading the quotes, listening to, you know, a little bit of inspiration or motivation on social media, is that we can overboard ourselves with information without actually taking any action. And this is something that there's certain books that I have read in the past which have been really good for this, because they actually set the tasks within the books, which means that you don't follow on to the next chapter until you've actually followed through with the task. One of the books is Who Says You Can't, You Do. That one does tasks. Another one is Mindfulness by Mark Williams, if I'm correct. Yeah, Mark Williams and Danny Penman. That's another one that does, if you're interested in mindfulness or you're wanting to learn how to meditate properly, mindfulness actually takes you through the meditation practices, and it's an 8-week course. So yeah, there are books out there which make you do the tasks that it teaches you throughout the process, but a lot of them don't. And this is where, in my opinion, a lot of these books fall short, is because you have such a need to progress. You wouldn't be reading the books, you wouldn't be listening to the podcasts, you wouldn't be looking at the quotes if you didn't feel that there was a need to change. And then you can kind of fall down the rabbit hole. I'm at the bottom of that rabbit hole of enjoying listening to the value, because there's more to learn. And this is something that I am so grateful that it's a part of my life. I am so grateful that I am now someone who thrives and loves to learn, specifically, you know, within the psychology, neurology, philosophy, areas. Those are my sweet spots, and I love to learn on them. I listen to the podcasts, read the books, all of the good stuff, follow a lot of the pages on social medias. I don't really follow anything else on social media, if I'm perfectly honest. I've kind of windled that down to just value. However, one of the tips that I took from one of the podcasts that I listened to a couple of years ago, which is The Mindset Mentor, or back in the day when I first started listening to them, was the MWF podcast, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, was that what tends to happen is you get, when you read the information, when you read the change in the book, or you listen to the change in the podcast, you get the same sense of relief as actually actively doing something. There's, you know, you can visualize yourself doing something and still get the same release of relief, endorphins, all the good stuff, dopamine, from doing it in the mind do apologize, don't edit my podcast, you guys should know this by now. You know, you get the same release of all these hormones as if you'd actually done the task, and then you don't actually follow through on the task because you feel like you've already done it, but you haven't, and nothing's changed. So what you want to start doing is, one, do not continue with another bit of information until you've actually installed or at least tried the first bit of information that you've been given, which aligns with the change that you're trying to make. And the reason I'm saying try is that, so I've done this for the last couple of years. So everything that I advise and everything that I give to you guys in this podcast or give to my clients or, you know, express on my social media, I've tried myself. I either practice it regularly on the day-to-day, or I've tried it in the past and it's worked or it hasn't worked. Now, this is very subjective, which is why I'm very conscious and I'm not going to express the things for me that haven't worked, because that does not mean that they do not work. It just means that they did not work for me. But there are other things that have really worked for me, like things like cold therapy. Absolutely, any of my clients will tell you, obsessed with cold therapy. Love it. Makes me feel fantastic. And I have been doing cold water therapy for years before it became a trend. and, you know, so there are certain things that I have practiced, which I've loved and work for me and make me feel better, which is the goal. Makes me do better, makes me work better, all the good stuff. And then there's others that don't. But every book that I read, every podcast I listen to, every bit of value that I'm given on social media, if I feel that it aligns with a certain area of my life that I feel potentially needs a little bit of improvement or progress, I will try the information or the tip or the bit of advice that is given in whichever platform I'm using for a particular amount of time. And if it works, I will either keep it or use it in phases of my life, depending of as and when I need it, or I won't. But I will at least try it, because otherwise there's no point in me gaining that information. If you do not use the knowledge, the knowledge is useless. I'm going to say that again. If you do not use the knowledge that you gain, the knowledge is absolutely useless because you've done nothing with it. It's no different to remembering lyrics to a song, and hundreds of songs for that matter. It literally changes nothing. It does nothing, it improves nothing. So to have that knowledge is a waste of your brain's capacity. Whereas if you have an area of your life that you know you want to change and you have now gained knowledge in how to do that, use it. Don't let it go to waste. Otherwise, you will reach a point where you can no longer use that knowledge and wish that you had. This is why your personal development books and your mindset books and your nutrition books and your training books, everything that you're picking up and podcasts and whatever platform it is that you're taking the inspiration from or the motivation from, if you're not actually instilling it and trying these methods, they are completely useless. And it's not going to change a damn thing. And you're just going to keep reading them, feeling motivated, and then not doing it. You're going to keep listening to these things and not doing it and like feeling motivated. And then looking a year down the line and saying you've absolutely wasted your time reading all these books because you've done nothing with the information. So if you learn anything from this podcast, take this bit of information, take this knowledge, stop taking in all of the information without doing anything with it. Even if you give it a week and you try it and it doesn't work, obviously most things take longer than a week. I'm definitely not an advocate of that one, but at least try it for a week. Don't just read it and then dispose of it, but have that information and not change your life for the better. Do something with it, guys, because you've taken the time to learn the knowledge. You might as well do yourself the justice by then following through and instilling it into your day-to-day. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. I will catch you in the next one. Lots of love.